Psalm 142, the prayer that turns a cave into a sanctuary. Psalm 142 is one of Scripture's underground prayers. Its title calls it a maskil, not just a song, but an instructive meditation. That is already surprising. David is in a cave, likely somewhere in the limestone wilderness of Judah. Adullam, or perhaps En Gedi, places whose cliffs and hollows still communicate what the text feels like. Concealment, pressure, stone, echo. And yet the cave is called a classroom. David begins with repetition. In the World English Bible, "with my voice" appears twice at once. That is not wasted poetry. In a cave, sound returns to you. Your own cry comes back as echo. Anyone who has prayed in deep distress knows that feeling. You speak, and all you seem to hear is yourself. But David refuses silence. He makes lament audible. Calvin was right to say that God permits his people not only to praise, but to pour out grief before him. Complaint becomes unbelief only when it stops being addressed to God. The most piercing line may be verse 4, "David looks on my right." A Western reader may hear simple loneliness, but in the ancient world, the right side was where an advocate, witness, or defender stood. David is not merely sad, he is undefended. No patron, no legal helper, no ally. Then comes the brutal sentence, "no one cares for my soul." The Hebrew word nefesh means more than an inner spiritual part. It means the whole living self. No one is looking after his life. That makes verse 5 astonishing. "You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living." Portion, chelik, is inheritance language. It belongs to land, estate, future. The Levites used this word because they received no tribal territory. The Lord himself was their inheritance. Numbers 18:20. Here, David the king speaks like a landless priest. He has been pushed off secure ground, and in that dispossession, he discovers something deeper than safety. God is not merely his hiding place, God is his share. This is one of the hardest lessons in the spiritual life. We usually want God to protect our portion. David learns to call God his portion. There is a world of difference between the two. Augustine heard in this psalm not only David's voice, but Christ's, the forsaken king, abandoned by friends, entering our human desolation. And because Christ has stood in that place, the believer's "no one cares for my soul" is never the last word. Paul echoes this in 2 Timothy 4:16 and 17. "No one stood with him, but the Lord did." The psalm ends with a strange request: "Bring my soul out of prison." The cave that sheltered David had become a cell. That, too, is spiritually exact. Sometimes, the very thing that once protected us begins to confine us. David wants more than survival. He wants restoration to praise and to the company of the righteous. Deliverance is complete only when isolation becomes thanksgiving. Suggested cross-references: 1 Samuel 22:1, 2, Numbers 18:20, Psalm 16:5, Psalm 109:31, 2 Timothy 4:16-17, Hebrews 13:5. Hymn suggestion: "Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me." Prayer. Lord, when my spirit is overwhelmed, teach me not to go mute before you. Be my refuge when others fail, and more than refuge, be my portion. Bring my soul out of every prison, even the ones I have mistaken for safety, and restore me to grateful praise among your people. Through Jesus Christ, the faithful and forsaken King. Amen.